The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
It is 11 minutes past 5. It is a Monday. So it is tyd vir ons Monday mailbag. Jovel jou moer. Hi, Rob and Roz. A few days ago, I came home and my dogs were barking at the neighbor's dogs on the other side of the wall. I told mine to be quiet and come inside. The neighbor's dogs continued barking. I know all their names, so I shouted at them by name to shut up. A few seconds later, I heard the neighbor call the dogs. Said neighbor obviously heard me, and it was awkward as hell. Now I'm wondering, is it okay to scream at someone else's dogs? And this comes from Mike. Is it okay to scream at someone else's dogs? I feel like it's like screaming at someone else's kids when their kids are misbehaving.
Yeah.
So you're taking it upon yourself to discipline something or a human being that you think is not being disciplined correctly. I think Mike stepped over the line here.
Yeah, you definitely did step over the line because also, I mean, dogs are dogs. They will bark at each other if they can't see each other through walls. And that's how they roll. So now you're making the other person feel like he's a bad parent for not like making sure that dogs are dogs. I mean, what must happen? So I think you must chill and not shout at other people's dogs and just, you know, keep your side of the wall to yourself. And yeah, just look after your dog.
I think with those dogs, 'n ander manier om dit te hanteer. As jy jou neighbor se nommer het, stuur net 'n WhatsApp om te sê jou honde is ontsteld. Woef, sometimes on our WhatsApp group it pops off because people will accuse other people on the WhatsApp group of neglecting their dogs.
Oh.
The dog at number 6, what has been barking the whole day. It's because dogs shouldn't be left alone at home the whole day. And then they literally will out you and give your address as that's where you live and your dogs are unhappy, chap. Please fix your dogs. I'm obviously not saying that is the way to do it, maar as jy jou buurman se nommer het, stuur dalk vir my WhatsApp, sê jou honde blaf, my honde blaf, ek het nou my honde gedissiplineer, kan jy asseblief dieselfde doen met jou honde? Baie boodskappe in al reeds op die WhatsApp lyn. I want to hear from you. Was Mike wrong to scream, which he obviously has admitted to doing, at his neighbor's dogs? Send me a WhatsApp. I want to hear what you think of the situation and possibly how you would have handled it. 084-850-0942. Traffic with Chanel on the way just after these. Ons is in ons Monday mailbag in. Dit het gekom van Mike en Mike het vir ons 'n boodskap gestuur of 'n e-pos liewer op drive@jacarandafm.com. You can use that email address as well. If you want to get in touch with us for your Monday mailbag requirements, if you need some advice or just want to talk about something that you might not know how to handle. So a few days ago, this is from Mike, he came home and his dogs were barking at the neighbor's dogs on the other side of the wall. He told his dogs to be quiet and come inside. The neighbor's dogs continued barking. He knows their names, so he shouted at them to shut up. And a few seconds later, he heard the neighbors call the dogs, his own dogs, and said neighbor obviously heard me and it was awkward as hell. Now I'm wondering, is it okay to scream at someone else's dogs? Surely, absolutely agrees with how Mike handled the situation.
Oh. Hey, afternoon drive. Yes, I agree. Scream at someone else's dogs because just as children, if they're not going to do anything about it, someone needs to be the adult in the room.
Okay, Shirley.
Yeah,
okay,
Shirley.
We see you. We see you, Charmaine.
Surely not.
Shirley says, surely not. Then Matty says, actually, dogs are going to do what dogs are going to do.
No, I don't feel the same as you guys. Hallo Roz. Hallo julle. Honde maak ras. As my hande stil is en jou honde blaf nog, sal ek vir jou honde skreeu te shh. Want dit maak ras. So nee, ek stem nie saam daarmee nie.
Charmaine is ook op daai bladsy.
Daai mense moet besef dat dit my irriteer as ek op hulle honde skree. Net soos wat hulle op my honde gaan skree as my honde hulle irriteer. So ek dink nie dis so verkeerd nie.
Ja, Charmaine doesn't think it's that bad.
Sure, well, I mean, I think you have to be so involved to even know your neighbor's dog's names. Like, you have to be really invested in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Because, you know, truly. Like, for us, it's just like, no, die Woofy by nummer 142.
His name is Charlie.
Like, how
Charlie's
do you even know
him? No, but also, that's a good point, Joe, because like I was saying, if you are that involved in the neighborhood to know the dog's name, sekerlik het jy die buurman se nommer dat jy vir hom 'n boodskap kan stuur om te sê, luister, jou honde is in distress. We've got quite a few other replies that I also want to get to. We'll get to those after the news headlines and the sport. It's Monday Mailbag. Almal het 'n opinie. Ek wil jou nou hoor. 0848500942. Do you think that Mike was okay in screaming at the neighbor's dogs by name? Ons het heel wat opinies ingekry oor hoe hy eintlik die situasie moes hanteer of mense wat regtig met Mike saamstem. Johan says, "Hi Robin Ross, if Mike is wondering, he feels guilty, then he knows he did something wrong. Mike is probably one of the minority who feel the same way that we do, that there's another way to kind of handle the situation." Isan se boodskap is baie snaaks. So we have nicknamed the dog next door Strepsil because it sounds like that dog needs a Strepsil.
Wow.
There'll be absolutely nothing going on in our yard or in their yard or in the street for that matter, yet this dog barks as if its life depends on it. So some evenings when we are now trying to relax and put the 3 months old baby to sleep, then Strepsil is continuously barking and then we will yell at Strepsil and tell Strepsil to shut up. So I don't even think that neighbor knows that we are telling its dog to shut up. Go Strepsil. Okay, Izan. Dan het Monique eintlik 'n baie interessante perspektief.
Hi, Roz. I can understand how a barking dog can be frustrating to some people. However, as someone with a rescue dog, if someone else yells at my dog, it could set back progress by months. I know how to discipline my dog. I will discipline my dog. Do not yell at my dog.
Mm. Okay. Well, we've been told.
I just want to know from Mike as well, like, because it's about the rights and responsibilities thing, right? Mm. So if you have the right to yell at the dog next door, will you then also go pick up the poo in the park for other people? Because that's just who you are. You feel the need to discipline other children, then you may as well do the responsibilities that come with it as well.
Okay, okay. Then Dominique says, Mike in your honde is op a first name basis. Laat hy skree. Well, I think that definitely is something that Ronelle would agree with as well. She says, hi guys, as a teacher, I will even shout at the neighbor's kids by name. If they keep shouting or irritate my dogs to make them bark, I will shout at the human children. Monday Mailbag back next week at 10 past 5.